Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
Don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. I'm your host, Jerome. You have tuned into a week worth of news and information in just one setting. So if this is your first time here, this is what we do. Every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we get news. That's kind of what we do. Now, on this program, the University of Missouri names a black interim head after their president and chancellor resigned. Now, Apple apologizes. This is Apple in Australia, I think it is. Apologizes after some black teens were ejected from a store. They thought they may steal, but I don't mean to tip you off on that. Smoking ban is sought for all public housing across the U.S. over dangerous secondhand smoke. That's what the excuse is. And the Mormon Church outlawed children of same-sex couples from blessings. We have that, and prosecutors seek a 12.5 years for ex-Subway spokesman Jarrett Fogel. We have that this week in court and much more, so I just want to welcome you again onto Esprit.net News and on Esprit Radio. We are listening to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. Our call-in number tonight is area code 323-693-3038. Now, if you want to listen to us in the archives, you can always go to Esprit Radio.com. Check out some of our past broadcasts, and I'm sure there's some information on there that you can use. Now, our first story: oil prices fell about 3% this week, hitting August lows on worries that U.S. crude inventories were piling up and Iraq was bringing on more supply that would intensify OPEC's fight over the market share. So we are probably going to have some oil wars, apparently, again. U.S. crude stockpiles jumped to about 6.3 million barrels last week for the seventh week of builds, is what they're calling it. Industry groups, American Petroleum Institute, said it far surpassed the 1 million barrels forecast by analysts. And separately, shipping data showed tankers with nearly 20 million barrels of Iraqi oil is due to sail to the U.S. in November, almost 40% above the amount booked to arrive in October. I didn't know we were getting Iraqi oil. Whole nother story. George Bush. That would be the largest U.S. monthly import of Iraqi oil since mid-2012. Now, Iraq is OPEC's number two crude producer, if you didn't know. Just want to put the whole war thing in context. The Justice Department said that it would ask the nation's highest court to review an appeals court decision blocking the administration's immigration initiative. Now, President Barack Obama will take his immigration plan to the Supreme Court after suffering a setback this week from a ruling from a New Orleans-based federal appeals court. In a 2-1 decision, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a Texas-based federal judge's injunction to block the administration's immigration initiative that would protect an estimated 5 million people living in the United States illegally from deportation. Now, the DOJ spokesman, Patrick Rodenbusch, reiterated in a statement that the administration backs the Department of Homeland Security's attempt to bring greater accountability to our immigration system by prioritizing and removing the worst offenders, not people who have long ties in the United or to the United States and who's raising American children. But the Obama administration lawyers had expected, or they had not expected, the appeals court to overturn the lower court's decision because of the political makeup of the judges of the Fifth Circuit Court. So, in political chess we play, but here's the deal. The Obama administration had to take it to appeals court to get denied to go to the Supreme Court. So that's why they went. It wasn't really a setback for the Obama administration. It was a calculated risk that they needed to take just to get to the Supreme Court. So we'll see how that's going to go. The Department of Housing and Urban Development proposed a rule this week to require more than 3,100 public housing agencies across the country to make their properties smoke-free. I don't know how I feel about this, but I know our area in New York does have a smoke-free public housing that just recently, I think it starts next month, but before HUD actually said that they are proposing this, they've already put it in effect. Now, I don't know what I have to agree with that, but there's something to say that you can't smoke outside and now you can't smoke inside, but it's still illegal. It's still legal to smoke. I don't know where. The World Health Organization, or the WHO, report published by the UN and World Bank revealed that 13 countries have worse rates of maternal mortality in 2015 compared to 1990, of which the U.S. is one of those 13 companies. Now, overall, deaths are half of what they were in the 25-year period, but the U.S. is worse. Now, women in Canada are likely to, or women are twice as likely to die during childbirth or complications linked to pregnancy in the U.S. than Canada. 2-1, you will live in Canada. 2-1 difference. The U.S. is also one of 13 countries who have the worst maternal maturity rate, of course. And the other groups includes North Korea, Zimbabwe, and Venezuela. Great. U.S., we're not number one in that either. All right. Now, former First Lady Nancy Reagan was jealous of Barbara Bush and thought that she and Ronnie were the stars of the White House and wanted the Bushes to know their place. That's according to the biography of George H.W. Bush. Now, if you remember last week's show, he called Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld names. And this week, they're revealing that, you know, Nancy didn't like Barbara Bush. Now, the first full biography of the 41st president reveals the simmering tensions in the Reagan White House. Bush suspected that Nancy Reagan was jealous of Barbara's WASP family background. I'm not going to even tell you what that means. If you don't know, you don't know. It's just pretty funny to me. Now, I say this story by saying, look how great the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and Dr. Jill Biden, how close they are. I just wanted to put that up there for the record. All right, you're listening to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. Our calling number tonight is area code 323-693-3038. And before we get into the show too much farther than this, I see Kamish is on. So I'm going to go to the lines and bring in Kamish. Kamish, are you with me? How are you?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, great. Because you're on the air at the Detox Bar. We have you on.
Oh,
the,
cool.
You are broadcasting at the Detox Bar. And
I know.
And
As they hear me laughing at Nancy Reagan, my fault. I'm usually a little bit more serious while I'm doing news stories, but that was just funny to me. How are you, folks at the Detox Bar? Hey, Swami.
Yeah, we're doing good. We were all excited about the University of Missouri situation. I'm sending them a job application, just letting you all know.
Just as you speak, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like online right now.
Yes. Now, and the story is, and that was the next story up, that one of the University of Missouri's first black law school graduates was appointed today to lead the four-campus system through their racial unrest is what they're calling it. And they're drawing praise from students who said that he was well-equipped to confront the problems that they felt that his predecessor largely ignored. So Michael Middleton has spent 30 years at the university as an undergrad, a law student, a faculty member, and finally an administrator. And at the news conference announcing his appointment as the university system's interim president, he vowed to take on the racial problems and inspired the protest to help force, I guess, the resignation of the president. And the president left and the chancellor actually resigned. So,
right.
Yes. So I don't know what this means, but go ahead.
They had somebody in leadership there who was black as well that they were really disappointed in. That was Missouri or was that at Yale?
I think, well, I'm not sure because Yale has its own set of its own problems. I'm not sure which one it was.
Yeah, but there was somebody. Right.
Yeah. Yale's having that problem, and nobody's, you know, it's funny that the Missouri came up first, although Yale has been protesting longer. You know,
yeah,
the problems that they're having.
Which is really amazing, too.
Yeah, it's one of those things, actually, that is one of the things that's really amazing is that we're watching some of the Republican, I don't know why this is amazing to me, the Republican presidential candidates say things like, I wouldn't have resigned, and, you know, ignoring race is their thing, apparently. So anytime you have a complaint and you have any good movement, it does make a set of people mad that don't want to acknowledge that they're actually being racist and crazy. But Yale needs to deal with that. And Ithaca College is having the same protests happening on campus. Ithaca is next to Cornell. Or, actually, Cornell is in Ithaca, actually. So Ithaca College is down the street from Cornell University.
Oh, wow.
So it's right near the Ivies, right? What'd you say?
Hi, Jerome, honey. It's Swami. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I noticed you brightened up when you heard me. That's good. That's a good
I know, time. See. See, the detox bar works just through your voice. See how that works? Just doesn't even take me even taking anything.
I'm good.
Huh?
I think one of the things, I'm listening to you, and as usual, you're on point. I think one of the things that we have to be mindful of, though, is to not get ourselves caught up in, as black people, to not get caught up in Republican and Democrat, because at the end of the day, one set of people does not really set the tone. You have people who will set policy and then people who will enable it. So it's a dichotomy. And so it's Democrat and Republican, and we don't need to necessarily look at it as groups, I don't think. We just need to look at it from a white power structure perspective and keep our eyes on the prize of that.
Yeah, and generally that is always the truth, right? So we don't like to look at things in this country as a culture, because if we look at European culture generally, people of color should never adhere to it. Just generally. And the problem is that in the political structure, there are people who are forcefully coming out telling you that they're fighting against any kind of progress, while the other ones are being quiet and still not helping. I'm not saying that Democrats are any better, because they're not. right? So it's almost like looking at Hillary Clinton, ignore all black people until Joe Biden is figuring about jumping into the race, and now she's more like backing Obama. And since he's not there now, they don't talk about anything anymore, right? So they faded back into the woodwork because now it was almost competition that somebody was going to galvanize black people again.
Well, did I just hear you say that Joe Biden is considering – this is Kathleen. Joe Biden is considering jumping – He was, but it's past the deadline.
It's what?
Yeah, it's past the deadline for him to do so.
Oh, no, it's not.
It is.
And by the way – no, it's not. And Joe Biden is actually in this area today. I just wanted to say that. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, Kathleen, just in case you want to know that.
I was just going to say one – I thought he was going to be on the show.
Honestly, I just wanted to tell you, in all seriousness, I did actually expect a call, but I didn't get one. I know somebody who knows Joe Biden really well, so I didn't interact. And for Swami's question, Swami, the way primaries work generally is that each state has its. Each state determines by their party what the deadlines are to register to get on the ballot in those particular states. And so the only thing they're fighting out is the little states now, like Iowa and New Hampshire. So they're very small electoral votes in the bigger picture. And the big deadline for the multiple state primaries is not – they're not until February. There's no registration deadline for that.
Oh, okay. February, you said.
Yes.
Okay.
It always amazes me. I mean, and I know I'm a professional at that, right? Just generally. So bear with me. There's no sarcasm in that. What happens is that I always hear this doing political races where people say things like they can't jump in because they're going to be too late. And what's going to happen over the next, like, 60 to 90 days, none of those guys are going to say jack. And so you could mount a really good campaign in about 90 days because you're not going to even listen to this stuff until the beginning of the year. It's going to be holiday time. People have Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Oh,
you're never going to even listen to it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Jerome said from the beginning that he was going to still – it wasn't too late for him and that he probably would jump in. So, you know, again, the political strategist is on point.
Well, you know, the trick of this is that the Clinton folks on the Democratic side, they want you to jump in early to be scrutinized, and nobody wants to miss any state. And so to register for, you know, probably New Hampshire and Vermont and those guys, the deadline was coming up, and it was coming up for this month to register in those particular states. And so to miss those states, but you don't register for all states at the same time. It's not actually how that works. And it's kind of dumb, actually, if you think about it, because the way big political races are run or the way our political system is that you have to – whoever the party picks, you can challenge them by going to a primary. But they don't pick till September if you really look at the big picture. So you do your primaries in September and the general election is in November. So technically you have about a month and a half to figure out who you want to be president. But this whole time before we get to September, everybody just wants to scrutinize you. But technically you do not have to even get into any particular contest in any state. Because if that was true, why would Bobby Jindal or what is that crazy guy from New Jersey, any of those guys still be in a race because they're polling bad, right? You would think, oh, we don't have the support, so why would we – sign up now, because none of those guys are registered in these states right now. They just announced that they were running, but technically they're not. None of them are on the ballot. They didn't have those deadlines didn't pass. But it was a nice smoke and mirrors on the media side. Actually, Kathleen knows I'm a big admirer of observance of this stuff because it amazes me that, you know, you can feed a narrative and keep saying it's too late, it's too late, it's too late, and it's like too late for what? I don't know what they were saying it was too late for, but I think from the Biden perspective, it was too late to get the people on the ground because it's inside baseball right now. It's people raising money from big donors. And those guys try to put you on a deadline. I think he just didn't want to hear them anymore. He was like, okay. I made my mind.
Right.
The window is closed. But according to a new story that came out today, they're really worried about the FBI recommending charges for Hillary Clinton because of that server issue. It has nothing to do with Benghazi. It technically has more to do with the server. And if the people who installed the server, when they meant the committee, lied, it's like Watergate. Your crime will be lying, not necessarily a crime that you committed. So this is, you know, like I said, you have about 60 days. And if they recommend charges to the Justice Department, I don't know how the Democratic Party is going to handle having just Bernie Sanders out there. Everybody will be calling for Joe Biden or Al Gore by the beginning of the year.
They'll be calling for Barack Obama if they're not
We should have been calling for him since last year.
You know, that's what I've been pressing for. Change the Constitution, right? And just make a third term and let's get it all.
Yes, and by the way, on the Constitution, it's two consecutive terms. He can sit out a term, by the way.
Yeah, remember, we went through this, I think,
we
one
did talk
night
about
on the
that.
Show. Yeah, it's two consecutive terms, but I think they said two max, though, I think. Because remember, we talked about it, we looked at it, and it was something that he couldn't do the third one.
Yeah, there's a quirk. It's two consecutive terms max.
Right.
You get it? So, as an attorney, of course you do. It's a maximum two consecutive. It's like not only two consecutive, it's a maximum two consecutive. But if you stick out one, you can actually challenge that to say that, you know, in a national crisis, it's why Republicans as presidential candidates, they always make war a part of their platform. We're all going to die if you don't elect us, because if you create a crisis, you can override and you can go to court for this. You can actually challenge that we're in too much of a crisis to change leadership. So they always rely on scaring people during election time to stay in power. Yeah. See, President Obama's not doing that. He's not saying the world's too dangerous to switch leadership. You should put Biden in there. He didn't say that. He just was like, do what you do. All right. All right, just want to remind you, listen to Esprit News. And I forgot this story that Apple, I don't know if you heard this, Apple apologized today after a group of black teenagers, this is in Melbourne, Australia, they were asked to leave the store after a staffer expressed concern that they were going to shoplift, or they was concerned that they would shoplift. So they faced, you know, accusations of racism and a, you know, backlash after one of the teens posted the video on Facebook today, and the caption said simply racism. So in the video, the staffer is heard telling the teens, these guys are just worried a bit about your presence in our store. They're just worried that you might steal something. And one of the kids said, why would we steal something? And the person said, end of discussion, and I need to ask you to leave the store. So Apple, who's based in California, actually released a statement, and they said, we've looked into the details of the situation, and we apologize to the customers involved. That's it. That's all they said. Anywho.
Australia, too? Oh, my God. Just like putting people off the train because they were laughing too loud. Okay, so now looking at technology while black, right?
I almost feel like that, what was it, the Dave Chappelle skit with Rick James? It's like they should have never given y'all camcorders, like video cameras, because obviously everybody's getting blown out through social media now. That is almost like the new savior of black people being, you know, there's just been released footage of a police officer that shot someone handcuffed. They tased them while they were handcuffed. They died. The policeman just got fired today because the video was released. But he was still on the job
before they released
the video. And also, you know, I didn't know this, but do you know Sinbad is recovering from having major back surgery this week? Now, the actor-comedian updated his fans on social media after undergoing a 10-hour spinal fusion surgery. And it just says the surgery essentially welds two or more vertebrae together to alleviate back pain. So Sinbad did not reveal the cause of the injury, but the actor said he is he should be feeling better in the next few days. Man.
Tell him to come on over to the detox bar so he can get so he can get some natural treatment for his pain, you know, and he can help him take off a little bit of weight, you know, I'm just saying.
Tell Swami that I sent you so she could jack that price up, but I just wanted to say that for a record. She'd be like, look, Jerome sent you? Yeah, no. You might. Matter of fact, you might want to say that Kathleen sent you. So I'll send bad a message. Tell them Kathleen sent you.
Yes.
There you go. Now, speaking of, you know, detox and everybody being healthy, here's a bad Ebola story. Now, Sierra Leone declared they're Ebola-free as they put up some touching pictures to show that, you know, just their 42-day monitoring period was up and thousands of children have been, kind of left orphaned after the outbreak, and they are now Ebola-free in Sierra Leone. And at the same time, they're actually doing a study in another country, get this, to be injected with the Ebola vaccine, and they're looking for 18 to 65-year-old for a new trial. This would be in the UK. Yeah,
no.
I just thought it was funny, like that the two stories are relevant. It's like, oh, yeah, it'll involve up to 12 short outpatient appointments over a year is what the ad says. So they're going to pay you about $1,200 to get injected.
Are you serious? If you're still alive, 12 appointments over a year.
You make sure you get your money up front because the back end people ain't getting paid. Just wanted to say that for the record. I don't see that.
I mean, what's the difference between that and the Tuskegee experiment? What's the difference? Because if they're paying
$1,200, they didn't get paid.
There you go.
Yeah,
$1,000, who are they targeting? They're targeting
poor,
oppressed people.
Hey, you know, I have, over the years, I have learned to just not even deal with pharmaceutical companies like that. Whatever the advertisement says, they are probably not looking for that. But I don't know how you dress up an advertisement saying that you want people to be injected with an Ebola. Because technically that's what the vaccine is. It's a strain of it, supposedly a dead strain for Hammersmith Medical Research. They're having clinical trials starting in November, just in case.
Is it $1,200 US, wrong?
Yes, it's $750 if you're English. What's that, in pounds? It's like something like that.
Well, you definitely have to say folks over to the detox bar because they need it seriously.
you're gonna need a little bit more than that. Now, by the way, right here in another story, in speaking of international news, Russian women were locked together for 8 days. They emerged from their space test and said that they missed their families more than showering. Okay, I'm going to say there's no women of color in there. But the unique experience the Moscow Institute of Biomedical Problems, I guess that's what it's called, was designed to test how an all-female crew would interact on a trip to the moon and back. So that was their biggest complaint, that they missed their family more than showering.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that was supposed to mean in the bigger test. It's like, I think everybody would miss their family. That goes without saying. That showering thing is kind of big. You don't want to just be,
I don't know if the family's going to miss them as much if they haven't showered all that time. It would be like,
yeah.
Hey,
your your family really is going to say, take your time. Just take your time before you come back home. You got time for a shower. Now, an 85-year-old grandmother, we didn't talk about this, Kathleen, I don't remember, but an 85-year-old grandmother cut up $1.02 million in her savings and on her deathbed to prevent her family members from inheriting the cash. Now, she is from Australia. Authorities said that they determined the woman had been within her rights to destroy the money because it was her own property, and there's no criminal investigation. I can't believe they were thinking about opening up a criminal investigation against somebody on their deathbed. But anyway, bank officials said the family could recover some of the fortune if enough of the pieces survived. So,
listen, she didn't have my phone number.
You know what? That way, they couldn't piece it back together. If they would just sent it to you, it would just been done.
It would have been done. I would have helped her with that. I could have helped her with that, though, for real.
They've been like, Kathleen is at the detox bar. It's like, don't look for her there. Mommy's not going to call. She's not going to rat her out. But she's going to be buying the bar for everybody. That's a new way of buying the bar. Buy detox. Help everybody with detox. Yes.
Yes, we will. We'll have Swami open a detox bar in Australia. That's what we'll do.
There you go. Yeah, you'll give them everybody free stuff between 12 and 12:01. Like, if you cannot cash out by then, you got to pay. Now,
maybe she wouldn't have been on her deathbed had she sent it to Swami and she could have opened a detox bar there in Australia. There you go. There you go.
See? Man, I don't know how to contact all 85-year-old grandmothers, but if you're planning on cutting up $1 million or more or less, you might want to call somebody. We got plans. Make it work. Hey, we can dream even if you can't. I just want to tell you that. We got bigger dreams. Now, the story that I meant to say earlier was that the video emerged that showed three officers in Linwood Lambert of South Boston, Virginia. They tased somebody 20 times in a span of roughly a half hour, and he was shackled and unarmed, and he died after. Now, they are
20
on...
Times?
They, 20 times in a half hour.
And he's handcuffed?
Yes. And unarmed. He's shackled. They didn't say he was handcuffed, which means his legs was shackled as well.
Oh, God. So he wasn't running anywhere.
Yeah. No, he was on the ground when they tased it. The video has come out. The problem is now... Yeah. How far do you have to go to charge somebody with something?
Oh, my God.
And speaking of this, I don't mean that. I know you guys are in New York, so you know the film Goodfellas, the movie Goodfellas, was based off of the mafia film Goodfellas.
Right.
Today, Vince Osorio, 80, was found not guilty today of taking part in that robbery of JFK in 1978. It was inspiration. Yeah, he's found not guilty. The 80 still beating the system. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he did it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you based the movie off of him, and he still did. You still can't arrest him after the movie came out? Come on now. We know, how it ended.
I'm in New York. I have no comment. None.
I know. You can't have any. Like, what is Exhibit A? It's like, remember the part with Robert De Niro? No. Like, just go straight to the video. You don't have to say anything. I'm just talking about the video. I'm not making any judgment. Now, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormon Church, has declared that same-sex couples and their children if they have children living with them, they cannot be a part of church activities or including baptism. So the new policy are a part of the revisions of the church handbook. It's a guide for the leaders of the local Mormon congregations called the Stakes, the Mormons scare me, by the way. I just wanted to say that for the reason, for the record. And you know, the Mormons started up here, this part of New York, by the way, and still are here pretty strong. And so the revisions were implemented and were previously approved by the church, their council, of the first presidency, I guess is what it's called, at their quorum of the 12 apostles. So Eric Hawkins, who's a spokesman for the church, said that their implementation of their new rules had nothing to do with the election of their first, you know, gay mayor of Salt Lake City. Didn't have anything to do with that. They made the decision before their mayor was elected in Salt Lake City. And the church has been on record opposing same-sex marriage, and he said, while it respects the law of the land and acknowledges the right of others to act differently, it does not perform or accept same-sex marriage within its membership. So a child would need to leave the home or turn 18 years of age to be allowed to entry to the church, unless that child specifically disavows the practice of same gender cohabitation and marriage. That's according to their revision. The Mormon Church, man, Mitt Romney, I just want to bring his name up again because he was one of the leaders of the church. So can you imagine how that was going to fly if your president was Mitt Romney right now?
If you're president of the United States, I know.
Yeah, because remember that whole thing, it's like, oh, yeah, I was a leader in the church, but that's my thing. And if that was the church doctrine, they don't really play on with their members. They're, you know, that whole Scientology, Mormonism. I don't think they play with their members like that. I'm not going to say anything bad about Scientology, by the way. Just want to say that, too. See, we can't talk about the mob or Scientology. Anywho, how are you, Kathleen?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Oh, okay, thank
I'm
you very much.
Mitt Romney didn't come back.
You're waiting for who?
Oh, I'm sorry. I know they're blending drinks right now. I said I'm glad Mitt Romney did not come back.
Oh, yeah. And there's, you know, still we're talking about him. Again, it's not that late. People usually don't really get into campaign season before a presidential election until about close to February. It's just because President Obama started so early because he was just the first-term senator and people didn't know him. He started this by starting so far in advance, and so everybody's pretty much copying him. That's why he started so soon. But normally, in a normal election cycle, people would still be declaring this month and next month. It's just they moved those primaries up just to beat each other. All right. Now, Frank Sinatra Here's a nice, an interesting story. I shouldn't say a nice story. But, Pablo Escobar, if you remember him doing the 80s and whatever, 70s, 80s, and whatever, he was really big. The drug kingpin, the Mexican drug kingpin, his son has written a book. And he said that Frank Sinatra was a better cocaine dealer than Singer. Now, his son is claiming that his son is claiming that in Miami that Frank Sinatra was their contact for that Colombian cartel, Pablo Escobar. He was a secret business partner. Well, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's a book that's just coming out. But to me, it makes a lot of sense. Somebody in Hollywood had the hookup. I just don't know who it is. And, you know, it reminds me of Rush Hour where Chris Tucker says, find the calm white male in the room and he's probably one running things. Like, so yeah. I don't remember seeing Frank Sinatra sweat much. So everything's going down in Vegas. Frank's like, hey, y'all want a drink? Like, I just want to say.
Again. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's just a movie. I just wanted to say that for the record.
Okay.
All right.
I bet that book is flying off the shelf.
Say it again?
I said, I bet that book is flying off the shelf.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it would be. Now, here's a story from Texas, and this has got to be bad. It's from Texas. All my people in Texas who are listening, hey. A woman thought to be from Texas because she posted it, and it's in a newspaper story. She used a spray can to write her husband's infidelities on his truck. So the truck, you know, she did that for the neighbors to see. It's a white truck, black spray paint. She wrote across it on the hood in large letters, "I use cocaine." Across the side, she said, "I cheat on my wife with," and inserted the woman's name. And on the other side of the truck, she wrote, my side chick is pregnant. Please don't tell my wife and son." It is a horrible spray paint job, though. She spelled all the words correctly, but just what?
Is that going to be a black or white?
That could be a black or white, but you would lose this one. I guarantee you would lose it. We should have played black or white on this one. I just want to Yeah, you're gonna lose though. Is this black or white? Go ahead. I'll let you go.
She's black.
You're wrong. See, I told you you're gonna lose this one. She spray painted. You know, black women. Now, if it was a situation where you know he got beat down with a frying pan, I would go with that. But she wants to embarrass him. Black folks. The one of many things that I love about black folks. You know, you remember when you were little and your mother says, it's like everybody hates Chris. You are not wearing that embarrassing me. It's like, we don't care what you do, but you can.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. My bad.
See?
I had a moment.
I know you did.
I forgot. Yeah. Don't go on Oprah and tell anything about what's going on up in here.
Hey, see, here's the mental note. They parked in their driveway. See, so it was going to embarrass the wife, so black people wouldn't hear that. Now, if she would have did that at his house, then I would have said that she was black. That's how I would have gauged that. All right.
No, you're
now,
right.
Okay, so really quick, 7 questions to ask before you consider dating your ex's friend. We should have played black or white on this one. So,
that was white.
What'd you say?
That was white.
Exactly. Someone actually came out with a list of things that you should know. Now, one just says that Cameron Diaz and Kate Hudson dated both Alex Rodriguez and Justin Timberlake. Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox, who were best friends, were both romantically linked with Counting Crows' Adam Durst. So they said 7 questions to ask before going there. Is it an acquaintance or not-so-close friend? It's kind of how you need to gauge your own friend before you determine whether you wanted to date their ex. These don't apply to us, by the way. I just wanted to say that for the record. And the other one is it lust or lust? Or if the friend is close, or how serious are you? How serious is the relationship? That's all I got.
And is that